Bob's Wire with Barbara Friedman. Good morning, goeiemôre and allah goed.
Morning, Kino.
Are you well? Good, good, good. What do you have for us today?
Okay, so the first one that I'm going to look at is a trend that started yesterday or the other day, which is hashtag Trump video. What is this, you might ask? It's a video that played out at a pro-Trump event at Mar-a-Lago, one of his most famous resorts.
Yeah.
And it shows Trump. It's a fake video. It's been photoshopped or created, but the message is quite bizarre. It shows Trump punching politicians, his opposing politicians, punching journalists, shooting and killing Barack Obama and others.
Well, not him.
I was about to explain. Yeah, yeah. So what it is it's from a movie called The Kingsman, which you might have seen. It's a spy movie from a few years ago, and they've superimposed Trump's head as if he could jump around like that. I think he wishes, leaping over benches, and he's running through the Church of Fake News. It's called. So it's a scene from the Kingsman where this guy goes into the church and shoots people. They've superimposed his head, and there you see Trump jumping around, killing and maiming people.
Oh my word!
And you know the thing is, obviously, they're saying this was not an official video. It hasn't been approved. It was done in a sideshow room at this event, etc., etc. Be that as it may, have we heard or seen one tweet from Trump condemning this, which he loves to do?
Surely this is fake news.
It's
right?
fake news. So it's just, you know, people are saying, you know, then why don't you come out and actually say something? And his 2020 re-election campaign spokesperson has disavowed it and said their statement on Twitter was, the video was not produced by the campaign. We do not condone violence. Mr. Trump hasn't seen it yet, but based on what he's heard, he strongly condemns it. But it's amazing how he tweets every other second.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, I just think, what are you trying to do with something like that? It's just so, the media organizations in America are utterly condemning it and saying they want him to respond. Moving on to hashtag delete Facebook has made a comeback. It's been around before. It goes around the block every now and then. And I always find it quite ironic when Twitter has hashtag delete Facebook trending, because it's all, you know, what is all of this? It's all online. But it's basically a response to Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook's head, having held informal meetings with various right-wing Republican congressmen and other right-wing conservative journalists and commentators in a bid to discuss coverage and what goes on Facebook and what doesn't. But obviously a lot of people who are against that political viewpoint are saying that it's wrong and he shouldn't be doing this. Others are saying, well, you know, everybody has a right to be there. Yeah. And it's just one of those things that keeps going round and round and round about what does Facebook cover and how does it delete those very right-wing posts, does it? You know, all those things which keep coming up, which we know he has so much power, and that's a lot of the criticism. He owns too much of online social media platforms and so has too much control, in a way, about what we see.
Well,
leave it at that for now. And obviously with elections and things coming up, it always rears its head when there's going to be, because it's about campaigning.
Yes.
The final one I'm just mentioning because I find it quite intriguing, and it's the issue of tipping, which I often think about when I'm in restaurants. And I myself in my younger years worked as a waitron when I was a student, and I know people who do. And it is an issue that comes up about how do you divide up the tips. Some restaurateurs take the tips and then divide it up. There's all sorts of things, and there's a lot of unhappiness. The Queen, in her annual speech yesterday, the Queen's speech, sat on her golden throne, and she said that tips now have to go 100% to the servers. There can be no holding back of tips by the owners of the restaurants. And I thought it was kind of interesting, because I think it's quite an interesting topic of conversation about how restaurants handle tips that waitrons get. And what's fair, you know? And I think most people do feel that restaurants shouldn't be allowed to keep staff's tips and control how those are divided.
That is something else you can also chat to us about, by the way.
Yeah, and the Queen has said no. The Queen has declared.
She has declared that tips shall go to the person it was meant to go to. And year on forth, nobody shall hold on to a tip.
It's been decreed.
It's been decreed. Bro Joe, have you heard? Anyway, thank you so much for that.